نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار.
So our Sheikh Muhammad Nasir al-Din al-Albani, he begins with the khutbah of need and khutbatul hajah, and that is in saying, verily all praise are due unto Allah, so we praise Him, and we seek His help, and we seek His forgiveness, and we seek refuge with Allah from the evils of our own souls and the wrongdoings of our own actions. Whoever Allah chooses to guide, then there is no one who can lead that person astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one who can guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing that deserves to be worshipped as a deity or a god except for Allah, who is alone and He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger. And he says, O you believe, according to the verse in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you believe, fear Allah as He deserves to be feared, and do not die except as Muslims in the state of Islam. And O you mankind, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, and from that soul He created His mate, and from those two He spread men and women throughout the earth in numerous numbers. And fear your Lord by whom you ask your rights, and reverence the ones that bore you, meaning keep the family ties, for verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful over you. And O you believe, fear your Lord and speak a word straight to the point. If you do this, Allah will correct your deeds for you, and He will forgive your sins for you. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and verily has achieved the greatest of all success. And after this, thus to proceed, verily the best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance that was shown by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs are newly invented matters in religion, for verily every newly invented matter in religion is a cursed innovation, and every innovation is astray, and every astray matter will lead to the hellfire. So thus we will proceed forward with the lecture of Shaykh al-Bain.
إن ظاهرة مخالفة السنة القولية والعملية جلية جدا في كثير من عبادات المسلمين في العصر الحاضر، ولا غرابة في ذلك، لأننا في زمن الغربة.
So the Shaykh, he says, verily the appearance of contradictions to the Sunnah in both the Sunnah of the Prophet's statements and his actions have become very great in many of the acts of worship of the Muslims in this time. And this is not something unknown or strange, because we are in the time of the strangers, of the Ghurba.
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في أكثر من حديث واحد.
And they are those whom the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم spoke about them in more than just one hadith, these strangers.
ولا أريد الإفادة في ذكر الأحاديث الواردة في الغربة.
So he says, I don't want to delve greatly into a discussion of those hadiths which are reported concerning the ghurba, the strangers. That's not my intent here.
وإنما أريد أن أقول لا غرابة في ذلك.
But he says, all I want to do is just say, point out that there's nothing strange about this, that this is the time of the strangers, because the Prophet mentioned that this would happen. So all I want to say is, don't be amazed by this. This is nothing strange that this is happening. And he says, this is because that's the time we're living in. We're living in the time of those strangers. And the Prophet said this time would come.
إنما الغرابة أن تصدر كثير من المخالفات للسنة والمطابقة للبدعة من كثير من إخواننا الذين ينتمون إلى اتباع السنة.
He says the only strange thing is that much of this that we see from the opposition to the Sunnah and the spread of innovations, the strange thing we can say that seems as strange is that many of these innovations and deviations are coming from our brothers who actually are attributing themselves or claiming to be ascribing themselves to the Sunnah.
لا غرابة أن يخالف السنة جماهير الناس لأنهم بعيدون كل البعد عن السنة.
He says these are those people who claim to be applying the Sunnah. But he said there's nothing strange in the fact that most of the people are not applying the Sunnah, because we find that most of the people, they are the ones, the majority of the common people, the majority of the people, this is not what's necessarily looked at as those who follow the Sunnah, because we see the majority of the people are the ones who are far away from the Sunnah. But the strange thing is that our brothers, that we find that our brothers who are claiming to be upon the Sunnah, they also, let alone just the commoners, but the ones who claim to be following the Sunnah, they also, many of them, we find them far away from the Sunnah or opposing the Sunnah. So he says the real strangeness, when we're talking about what's strange, is the real strangeness is that many of those who claim to be ascribing themselves to the Sunnah, they are the ones who have fallen into the deviations. Or they are far from the Sunnah, or deviating from the
Sunnah.
And he said, many of these brothers are ones who try to defend the Sunnah, and they try with their utmost best to safeguard the Sunnah, or claim to be guarding the Sunnah, or trying to defend the Sunnah, but yet these are the same ones who they themselves have slipped from the path, or they're not, you know, they're opposing, they're doing things that are opposed to the Sunnah, or have concepts or upon methodologies that are opposed to the
Sunnah.
He said, from the examples of this that we see, is that discord that we see, or disruption of discord that we see, from just many of the examples, just one example, is the discord that we see in reference to the people opposing the Sunnah in reference to saying Ameen after the Imam in the Salah, saying Ameen in the prayer. And he said this is an opposition of the Sunnah that is widespread and is generally broad. And he says, and I'm amazed at it, I'm amazed at it, how could the Islamic world oppose the Sunnah in such an obvious way like this? You know, how could there be such an opposition to the Sunnah like this that has continued like this in the Muslim world? Particularly when they're still in the world, those people who are of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the people who follow the Sunnah and they claim to be the parents of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, like many of the people claim today in our times today. How could this opposition to the Sunnah be here? Are widespread like this when many we have people today claiming to be Ahl Sunnah, the people of the Sunnah. And he said, I mean by this the opposition, their opposition to the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the authentic hadith.
لقته الأمة بالقبول
that hadith. It's a hadith which the Ummah of Islam has accepted it, has met this hadith with acceptance and approval. It's a well-known accepted hadith amongst the Ummah in this Ummah of Islam.
أنا وهو قول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And verily it is a statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إذا أمن الإمام تأمينه فإنه من وافق تأمينه تأمين الملائكة غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه.
Is the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم where he said when the Imam says the Ameen, then you all say the Ameen. For whoever says whoever's Ameen agrees with the Ameen of the angels, then he will be forgiven for whatever preceded of his previous sins.
هذا الحديث يعاكس في تطبيقه من جماهير المصلين.
So the Sheikh said, this hadith is contradicted by the majority of the Muslims, the prayers, the people who pray amongst the Muslims. It is being opposed in its application today by the majority of the Muslims.
لا أستثني منهم أهل السنة.
And he says this is not to the exclusion from amongst them, not even excluding amongst them the people who are considered أهل السنة, the people of the Sunnah. They also are in opposition to the application of this hadith.
الذين يحاربون البدعة إلا أفراد قريبين منهم جدا جدا.
And he says they are the أهل السنة, the people who are supposed to be the people who make war against or fight against the innovations. He said even they are in opposition to the application of this hadith, and they're claiming to be adherent to the sunnah. And he says except for a very few individuals amongst them who are very, very, very few in number. في هذه اللحظة هل أنتم على الأقل في هذه اللحظة منتبهون بمعنى هذا الحديث؟ So he says, are you all, at least, are you all paying attention to the meaning of this hadith? Do you all, are you all aware and paying attention? You all who are listening now, do you even know, are you aware of the meaning of this hadith? Paying attention to it? And he repeats the hadith again, listen, when the Imam says Ameen, then say, you all say Ameen. Listen to it, pay attention. He says the meaning of this hadith is not as you all are do, which not with that which you all do, which is raising the Imam and his saying the Ameen, superseding him, you know, as if you are in a race with him to say the Ameen, saying it even saying it before him. It's not the meaning of the hadith.
ليقول رافعا صوته آمين وإذا بالجمهور من المصلين يسبقونه بآمين.
He says the matter is that and it's not as the people do, like the Imam, he barely can say recite the noon at the end of the word in the statement wala dhalin. He barely can get to the noon on dhalin, and not of those who go astray, wala dhalin. He barely can get to that last in sound on that word and take a breath before the people are racing him and they're saying Ameen and they're preceding him in the saying of the Ameen before he can even get to say it, the Imam can even get to say anything. And he says, why is this? This is because this just shows the unawareness or the lackadaisicalness of those people who are praying. They are not paying attention at all to their prayer.
أنهم لا يصبرون عقولهم مع قراءة القارئ الإمام الذي بين أيديهم.
And that is that they are not giving their full attention and their intellect, their minds, to the reciting of the man, the imam who's leading them reciting, who's in front of them reciting. They're not paying attention. Their mind is not with him and what he's doing.
كل جمعة في مسجد صلاح الدين أنا وهو الأستاذ الفاضل أبو مالك.
So the sheikh says, but thus the people have fallen into this mukhalifa, this opposition to the sunnah, this great opposition to the sunnah. And he says also it's something, it's amazing, extremely amazing, that we see that one of our brothers, the teacher, the noble teacher, Abu Malik, mentioning him, and he says he's the khatib who gives the khutbah every Jumu'ah at a masjid known as Masjid Salaf al-Din. And he said all of you all know him in this gathering, you all know him inshallah. He won't give the takbir to begin the prayer until after first letting the people know, informing the people who are present, saying to them, do not precede me in saying Ameen. Do not race me and precede me in saying Ameen. It's reached to a point where he has to make the imam of the masjid there, the khatib, he has to make open announcements every Jumu'ah to let the people know, don't do this, you know. And this is something that's a basic aspect of the sunnah. This is how bad it's gotten in the ummah, become in the ummah. Amazing. So the sheikh says, and it's as if he's speaking to some inorganic, you know, being, some lifeless, you know, mannequins or something.
فَلَا يَكَادْ يَقْرَأْ أَوَّلْ لَرَكْعَ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ إِلَّا يَضُجِّ الْمَسْجِدْ بِآمِينَ قَبْلَ أَنْ نَسْمَعْ تَأْمِينَهُ.
So he says the Shaykh barely gets to say Ameen in the first rak'ah, and even in the first rak'ah, barely gets to even say Ameen before the Masjid is ringing out with the sound of Ameen, the people saying Ameen, raising him, even after he just reminded them not to do it. The first rak'ah he can't even say Ameen, and the people are saying Ameen before him. And the Shaykh says, even to the contrary, we don't even get to hear his saying Ameen, the Imam. And this is because his voice of Ameen is drowned out with the Ameen of those who are praying, of the Musallin, those who are praying behind him. You don't even get to hear the Imam's Ameen. That is, if the people begin saying their Ameen with the Imam saying Ameen. When it's time for him to say Ameen, you hear them, they're saying Ameen with him. You don't even get to listen to hear him saying Ameen at all. They're already saying Ameen in the place where, you know, before him, superseding him. And the Shaykh says, so for this reason, I remind you all, and barely reminding benefits the believers.
إذا أمن الإمام فأمنوا فإنه من وافق تأمينه تأمين الملائكة.
I remind you all of this authentic hadith, the Sahih hadith, where the Prophet ﷺ said, when the Imam says Ameen, then you all say Ameen. For verily, whoever's Ameen agrees with or coincides with the Ameen, saying of Ameen of the angels, then he will be forgiven for his previous sins.
ذكر له ما تقدم من ذنبه.
And he just repeats the last part, they will be forgiven, that person will be forgiven for his previous sins. So Shaykh Al-Bani goes on to say, I believe personally that the reason for this absent-mindedness, this unawareness and ignorance of this in this issue, unawareness in this issue, it goes back to, the blame points back, or the reason points back to
the people of knowledge.
هذا إن كان هناك من يفهم يسمى لأنهم من أهل العلم.
And he says, this is if you want to even consider who is the person, are the people of knowledge that we're talking about, are they really qualified or deserving of the title that they should be called with being this title of from the people of knowledge?
المتفقه كتابا من كتب مذهب من المذاهب الأربع المتبعة.
The Sheikh, he says this is because we said we believe with absolute conviction that knowledge is not that a faqih or a jurist or one who's just seeking to be a faqih. Considered a faqih or seeking to understand information, that he just reads. This knowledge is not that this person just reads from the books of the four madhabs which are followed by the people, the four imams, the four madhabs, just read from those books of those four madhabs, rather, which the people follow and consider think that they're supposed to be followed. And the Shaykh says from the madhabs of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, these four well-known madhabs, the Hanafi, the Maliki, the Shafi'i, and the Hanbali. He said, ilm is not that a person just reads into those four books and just takes whatever he finds there, or just reads whatever he finds of one of the madhabs that he's following. And then after reading this information, the person, he doesn't even know whether this information which he's read in that one madhab he's following, whether it's confirmed from the book or from the book of Allah, meaning the Quran, or is something confirmed from the Sunnah of the Prophet or is it something that's confirmed from the ijma', the consensus of the agreement, agreed upon consensus of the Ummah of Islam, the Ummah. Or whether this ijma', this consensus that is claimed and been conveyed in the books, is it a ijma' that is confirmed and authentic? Is it a correct ijma'? Or has that thing been that he read about, has it been confirmed by analogical deduction, qiyas? Or is it something that has been approved by just by mere opinion? Or by just discovery, sometimes a discovered opinion, istinbat, or ra'i. And is this qiyas, is it a qiyas that is apparent, or is it a qiyas that is khafiyan, hidden qiyas, or unclear, concealed type of qiyas? And is this sahih, authentic, correct, or it is da'if, is it weak?
ليس الفقه أن يقرأ كتابا من تلك الكتب ثم هو لا يدري من أين جاءت هذه المسائل التي يقرأها.
So the Sheikh says, fiqh is not one just reading from these books and then taking from them, and yet the person doesn't even know from where where the evidence has come concerning these issues which he's read about. He doesn't even know where this is coming from, these the conclusions of these views. This is not fiqh, he says. Then he said the person, after reading, just reading blindly from those books and not knowing how to decipher the information, whether it's correct or not, from those madhab books, then he bases his opinions on those views or those things which he has read, and then he starts spreading them. Even knowing whether that information is correct or not, or not even being able to decipher whether that information is correct or not. He said, this is not ilm, and this is not fiqh. He said, this is not ilm, this is not knowledge like this. He said, knowledge is just as it has been said by that the speaker, the sayer, the one who made the statement, this alim, this great alim, the great scholar. He said, verily, this scholar is Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, may Allah have mercy on him. He said, the knowledge of this religion is Allah said, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and then to the end of his statement. And he said, but now, today, you barely can even find someone who's considered a alim, a scholar, a person of knowledge, in reality, who's deserving the right of this title, an alim, a person of knowledge. And he said, that is one who is spreading the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst the people. And not only that, but he's spreading the authentic, the sahih narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst the people, the true alim. The Shaykh says everything that's attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not attributed to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not confirmed and authentic. Everything that's just attributed to him. He says, so as I said before, this is not knowledge. The one who who's spreading knowledge that he's not sure about, this is not people, a person, this does not confirm. He said, this is not the person of knowledge. He said, actually, knowledge is as it was said by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, the knowledge is Allah said, and the Prophet said, and not just that, but the person also is spreading those narrations of the Prophet. They're using those narrations of the Prophet, which are authentic. And not only are they spreading his statements that are authentic, but then they're spreading the information, the sunnah of his deeds that are confirmed, the Prophet's actions, which are authenticated and confirmed as well. And he says, and from these statements which are sahih and authentic of the Prophet that which has been agreed, is that statement which has been agreed upon by the two sheikhs, Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim.
فإنه من وافق تأمينه تأمين الملائكة غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه.
He says that is that hadith was reported by Bukhari and Muslim. May Allah have mercy on both of them, where the Prophet said, when the Imam says Ameen, then the followers, the people, then you all say Ameen. For verily, whoever is Ameen, saying of Ameen, agrees with the Ameen of the angels, he will be forgiven for what has preceded of his previous sin.
He
said, in the way of our Salaf, the pious predecessors, the early scholars, the early people of Islam, when they heard an authentic sunnah, when they heard a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, even less than this hadith in reference to importance, and this hadith, and every statement of the Prophet ﷺ, hadith of the Prophet ﷺ is considered important. But he said, we do know that the hadith, they have the statements of the Prophet ﷺ have various levels. For example, the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that alludes to something that's obligatory is not like the hadith that just alludes to something that is preferred and not obligatory. So anyway, our Salaf used to say,
فهل أنتم على الأقل في هذه اللحظة منتبهون لمعنى هذا الحديث؟
So he says, are you all paying attention to the meaning of this hadith? Are you all aware and paying attention? You all who are listening now, do you even know, are you aware of the meaning of this hadith? Paying attention to it?
إذا أمن الإمام فأمنوا.
And he repeats the hadith again. Listen, when the imam says Ameen, then say, you all say Ameen. Listen to it. Pay attention.
ليس معنى الحديث ما تفعلون تسابقون الإمام بالتأمين.
He said the meaning of this hadith is not as you all are do which you, the, not which that which you all do, which is racing the Imam and his saying the Ameen, superseding him, you know, as if you are in a race with him to say the Ameen, saying it even saying it before him. It's not the meaning of the hadith.
لا يكاد الإمام ينتهي من قراءة الضالين ويقف بالنون الساكنة الواضحة ليأخذ نفسا ليقول رافعا صوته آمين وأيضا الجمهور من المصلين يسبقونه بآمين.
He says the matter is that the, and it's not as the people do, like the imam, he barely can say the say recite the noon at the end of the word in the statement wala ba'aleen. He barely can get to the noon on ba'aleen, not of those who go astray, wala ba'aleen. He barely can get to that last end sound on that word and take a breath before the people are racing him and they're saying Ameen and they're preceding him in the saying of the Ameen before he can even get to say, the imam can even get to say anything. And he says, why is this? This is because it just shows the unawareness or the lackadaisicalness of those people who are praying. They are not paying attention at all to their prayer.
وأنهم لا يفطرون عقولهم مع قراءة القارئ الإمام الذي بين أيديهم.
And that is that they are not giving their full attention and their intellect, their minds, to the reciting of the man, the imam who's leading them reciting, who's in front of them reciting. They're not paying attention. Their mind is not with him and what he's doing.
ولذلك فهم يقعون في مثل هذه المخالفة الجلية. وإن تعجب فعجب كل العجب أن هناك أحد إخواننا الذين يخطبون كل جمعة في مسجد صلاح الدين ألا وهو الأستاذ الفاضل أبو مالك.
So the Sheikh says, you know, but thus the people have fallen into this mukhalifa, this opposition to the sunnah, this great opposition to the sunnah. And he says also it's something that's amazing, extremely amazing, that we see that one of our brothers, the teacher, the noble teacher, Abu Malik, mentioning him, and he says he's the khatib who gives the khutbah every Jumu'ah at a masjid known as Masjid Salah al-Din. And he said all of you all know him in this gathering, you all know him inshallah.
في كل صلاة جمعة لا يكبر إلا بعد أن ينبه الحاضرين الذين سيصلون خلفه لا تسبقوني بآمين.
He said he won't for the Jumu'ah salah he won't give the takbir to begin the prayer until after first letting the people know, informing the people who are present, saying to them, do not precede me in saying Ameen. Do not race me and precede me in saying Ameen. It's reached to a point where he has to make open, the Imam of the Masjid there, the Khatib, he has to make open announcements every Jumu'ah to let the people know, don't do this, you know. And this is something that's a basic aspect of the Sunnah. This is how bad it's gotten in the become in the Ummah. Amazing.
Ya subhanAllah.
So the Sheikh says, it's as if he's speaking to some inorganic, you know, being, some lifeless, you know, mannequins or something. So he says the Sheikh barely gets to say Ameen in the first rakah, even in the first rakah, barely gets to even say Ameen before the Masjid is ringing out with the sound of Ameen. The people saying Ameen, racing him, even after he just reminded them not to do it, the first rakah he can't even say Ameen, and the people are saying Ameen before him. And the Shaykh says, even to the contrary, we don't even get to hear his saying Ameen, the Imam. And this is because his his voice of Ameen is drowned out with the Ameen of those who are praying, the Musallin, those who are praying behind him. You don't even get to hear the Imam's Ameen. That is, that the people begin saying their Ameen with the Imam saying Ameen. When it's time for him to say Ameen, you hear them, they're saying Ameen with him. You don't even get to listen to hear him saying Ameen at all. They're already saying Ameen in the place where, you know, before him, superseding him. And the Shaykh says, so for this reason, I would remind you all, and verily reminding benefits the believers. I remind you all of this authentic hadith, the Sahih hadith, where the Prophet ﷺ said, when the Imam says Ameen, then you all say Ameen. For verily, whoever's Ameen agrees with the, or coincides with the Ameen, saying of Ameen of the angels, then he will be forgiven for his previous sins. And he just repeats the last part. They will be forgiven, that person will be forgiven for his previous sins. So Shaykh Albani goes on to say, I believe personally that the reason for this absent-mindedness, this unawareness and ignorance of this, in this issue, unawareness in this issue, it goes back to, the blame points back, or the reason points back to the people of knowledge. And he says, this is if you want to even consider are the people of knowledge that we're talking about, are they really qualified or deserving of the title that they should be called with being this title of from the people of knowledge?
ونعتقد جازمين أن العلم ليس هو أن يقرأ الفقيه بل المتفقه كتابا من كتب مذهب من المذاهب الأربع المتبعة.
The Shaykh, he says, this is because we believe with absolute conviction that knowledge is not that a faqih or a jurist or one who's just seeking to be a faqih, considered a faqih or seeking to understand information, that he just reads, this knowledge is not that this person just reads from the books of the four madhabs that, which are followed by the people, the four imams, the four madhabs, just read from those books of those four madhabs rather, which the people follow and consider, think that they're supposed to be followed.
من مذاهب أهل السنة والجماعة.
And the Shaykh says, from the madhabs of the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, these four well-known madhabs, the Hanafi, the Maliki, the Shafi'i, and the Hanbali, he says, ilm is not that a person just reads into those four books and just takes whatever he finds there, or just reads whatever he finds of one of the madhabs that he's following.
إنه لا يدري أهذا الذي قرأه هو ثابت بالكتاب أم بالسنة.
And then after reading this information, the person, he doesn't even know whether this information which he's read in that one madhab he's following, whether it's confirmed from the book or from the book of Allah, meaning the Quran, or something confirmed from the Sunnah of the Prophet
ﷺ,
or is it something that's confirmed from the ijma', the consensus of the agreed upon consensus of the Ummah of Islam, the Ummah.
وأن هذا الإجماع إن كان منقولا هل هو إجماع ثابت صحيح؟
Or whether this ijma, this consensus that is claimed and been conveyed in the books, is it a ijma that is confirmed and authentic? Is it a correct ijma?
أم ثبت ذلك بالقياس؟
Or has that thing been, that he read about, has it been confirmed by his analogical deduction, qiyas?
وبالرأي والاستنباط.
Or is it something that has been something that has been approved by just by mere opinion or by just discovery, sometimes discovered upon discovered opinion, istinbat or ra'i.
قياس جلي أم خفي؟
And is this qiyas, is it a qiyas that is apparent, or is it a qiyas that is khafiyan, hidden, a hidden qiyas, or you know, unclear, concealed type of qiyas? And is this is it sahih, authentic, correct, or it is ba'id, is it weak?
ليس الفقه أن يقرأ كتابا من تلك الكتب ثم هو لا يدري من أين جاءت هذه المسائل التي يقرأها.
So the Shaykh says, fiqh is not one just reading from these books and then taking from them, and yet the person doesn't even know from where this these issues, where the evidence has come concerning these issues which he's read about. He doesn't even know where this is coming from, these the conclusions and these views. This is not fiqh, he says. And then he said the person, after reading, just reading blindly from those books and not knowing how to decipher the information, whether it's correct or not, from those madhab books, then he bases opinions on those views or those things which he has read, and then he starts spreading them, not even knowing whether that information is correct or not, or not even being able to decipher whether that information is correct or not. He said, this is not ilm, and this is not fiqh. He said, this is not ilm, this is not knowledge like this.
العلم كما قال ذلك القائل العالم المحقق حقا ألا وهو ابن قيم الجوزي رحمه الله.
His knowledge is just as it has been said by that the speaker, the sayer, the one who made the statement, this alim, this great alim, the great scholar. He said, verily, this scholar is Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya, may Allah have mercy on him.
العلم قال الله قال رسوله إلى آخره.
He said, the knowledge, the knowledge of this religion, is Allah said, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and then to the end of his statement. And he said, but now, today, you barely can even find someone who's considered a alim, a scholar, a person of knowledge, in reality, who's deserving the right of this title, an alim, a person of knowledge. And he said, that is one who is spreading the statements of the Prophet ﷺ, the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ amongst the people. And not only that, but he's spreading the authentic, the sahih narrations of the Prophet ﷺ amongst the people, a true alim. The Shaykh says, everything that's attributed to the Prophet ﷺ attributed to the Messenger of Allah ﷺ is not confirmed and authentic. Everything that's just attributed to him.
لذلك ليس العلم كما قلت آلفا حاشيا عن بعدهم، إنما العلم قال الله قال رسول الله، فقل من تجد من ينشر أقوال الرسول الصحيحة.
He says, so as I said before, this is not knowledge, the one who is doing who's spreading knowledge that he's not sure about. This is not people, the person, this that's not confirmed. He said, this is not the person of knowledge. He said, actually, knowledge is as it was said by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya, the knowledge is Allah said, and the Prophet ﷺ said. And not just that, but the person also is spreading those narrations of the Prophet ﷺ. They're using those narrations of the Prophet ﷺ, which are authentic. And not only are they spreading his statements that are authentic, but then they're spreading the information, the sunnah of his deeds that are confirmed, the Prophet's actions, which are authenticated and confirmed as well.
فمن هذه الأقوال الصحيحة التي اتفق على روايتها الشيخان الجليلان.
He says, and from these statements which are sahih and authentic of the Prophet ﷺ, that which has been agreed, is that statement which has been agreed upon by the two sheikhs, Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim.
البخاري ومسلم رحمه الله تبارك وتعالى. إذا أمن الإمام فأمنوا. فإنه من وافق تأمينه تأمين الملائكة غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه.
He says that hadith is reported by Bukhari and Muslim. May Allah have mercy on both of them, where the Prophet ﷺ said, when the Imam says Ameen, then the followers, the people, then you all say Ameen. For verily, whoever is Ameen, saying of Ameen, agrees with the Ameen of the angels, he will be forgiven for what is preceded of his previous sins.
إذا سمعوا حديثا هو دون هذا في الأهمية وكل أحاديث الرسول عليه السلام مهمة.
He said, in the way of our Salaf, the pious predecessors, the early people of Islam, when they heard an authentic Sunnah, when they heard a Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, even less than this hadith in reference to importance, and this hadith, in every statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is considered important.
الحديث الذي يتضمن فردا ليس كالحديث الذي يتضمن سنة.
But he said, we do know that the hadith, they have the statements of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم have various levels. For example, the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that alludes to something that's obligatory is not like the hadith that just alludes to something that is preferred and not obligatory.
كانوا يقولون لو سافر المسلم سفرا خاصا وفي تعبيره لو شد الرحلة.
So anyway, our Salaf used to say,